The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening.
Welcome to our show.
I'm Ariel.
Being Here, and I'm Shia.
Yes, Being Here.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. In case you haven't been with us before, we simul-speak.
We finish each other's sentences.
And occasionally we overlap.
And if we do?
This is a perfect opportunity to practice the essential tools for being here.
Right, because, you know, you can distract yourself with anything that doesn't show up the way you'd prefer. You can even get yourself upset about it.
Or you can use your ears. You can use your ears, or you can talk to yourself.
Your ears are the essential tools. I love Judge Judy. She says, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. You should listen twice as much as you speak. And I like that. You know, we all think we listen. And what we do normally is think about what somebody says to see if we can find a flaw in their logic or if we agree or we disagree, or we know it already. We are some real know-it-alls, human beings are.
We are. But listening pulls you into the current moment of your life, which is always new and endlessly fascinating.
Endlessly fascinating.
Yes.
The current moment.
Because the current moment leads to the next current moment. It's endlessly fascinating when you're here.
Right. And, you know, the truth is, everything's happening in this current moment. This is where your life exists. It doesn't exist in some future that you will attain at some point. Because if you are striving to achieve what you think is going to make you happy or fulfilled, you'll strive, you'll disregard your current moment to get to that more preferred moment. And when it gets there, it's going to be a current moment of now, and you'll disregard that too. So there's no winning in trying to get something off in the future. The win is right here, right now, because this is where satisfaction and well-being exist.
Now, we promised in the show description that we're going to discuss how true listening will naturally and effortlessly expand your ability to access the moment and experience a sense of well-being and satisfaction in all aspects of your life. Well, in order to do that, we need to define true listening so you know what we're looking at.
Right. Well, true listening is when you listen to hear another person's point of view, not to see whether you agree with it, not to see whether you already know it, not to see whether you disagree with it, but to hear it. It's that simple, to objectively, preferentially listen to hear what another person is saying. Now, we all, see, let's talk about our approach for a second. It is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem-solution oriented. It's based in an anthropological approach where you look and see what's so without judging what you see. In the cultures that we were raised in, and we were all raised into an ongoing culture, people did not listen to hear what another person had to say. They may have listened to hear what they had to say, but they were quick to agree or disagree.
You know, one of the things I really love about our seminars, and I noticed this past Monday night and also on the international call that we did yesterday, where we had more than 70 people from all over the world call in to be on this hub, from different hubs to be on the international call, was the generosity of people giving their attention non-preferentially to others, which allowed others to ask questions about things they were concerned with, share wins in their lives, share about dramatic health concerns, to the trivia and minutia of their lives. It didn't matter, and it doesn't matter the content of what people talk about. What matters, we've all discovered, is the quality of one's listening. And as you listen in a non-preferential way, you pull yourself into the moment. And interestingly enough, the people you're listening to tend to get more articulate. Their brilliance shows up. And it simultaneously you experience yours.
Pretty cool stuff, huh?
I think so.
I think so, too. So, look, we have a caller. Thea, are you there?
You with us, Thea? All right.
Well?
We seem to be having a technical difficulty. That's okay. We have other... I'll send a little thing off to our...
Wait, I heard somebody there.
Hello?
Thea?
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Hi.
You are lost
Hi.
In cyberspace.
We were listening, though.
How are you?
We really were. We were listening hard, but we hardly heard you.
But now we've got you. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Really, really well. It's one of the week's true pleasures to be here with people on the radio show. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Manhattan, and I have a question about listening at work.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. Is
yes.
there a difference between listening at work and listening anywhere else in your life?
Excellent point. No, there's no difference.
Oh, say that again?
No, there's no difference.
Oh, okay. So you have a question about listening.
Yes. I have
I'm
a question
listening.
About listening. Right. So my boss and I have a really good working relationship. But over the past week or so, I've just noticed that, I don't know, I feel like we're not communicating with each other very well, and I do think it's related to listening. So, for example,
you're not communicating very well. Slow down a little bit because your words are slurring in translation through the Internet.
And you also may be getting your answers as you propose your question. But that remains to be seen. Let's see.
So, your communication with your boss has been strained over the last week.
Right.
Or so.
Right. We have a daily meeting with each other, and in that meeting, I update him on the progress of charity events that our company is holding. So I might tell him, for example, what kind of wine we decided to serve in an event, or, you know, the decorations that we picked out for an event, that
okay.
kind of thing. And, for example, last week at one of the events, when my boss arrived, he was overall very happy with the event, but he was disappointed in one of the choices that I'd made about the wine that we were serving at the event. And I felt
pressure.
So he was
happy about
the event overall, but disappointed at the wine choice?
Right, the wine choice for the
okay.
event. Okay. Yeah. And I had communicated to him what the choice was before the event in one of our meetings, and I just felt like maybe he hadn't heard me or I hadn't communicated it well or something related to the listening there.
Okay. I have some suggestions in regards to communicating. As
okay.
you're aware of, when we do seminars, we often encourage people to listen not only with their ears, but with their eyes, so they're actually engaged to look at who's speaking to them. My guess is that when you're delivering a communication, you aren't necessarily listening with your eyes. What I mean is, if you have your head down in your notepad or your iPad or however you, wherever you take that information off of, and say, we ordered wine X, but you don't have your eyes looking at your boss. You won't see if he's distracted. You won't see if it lands. You won't see if he has a passing thought. Oh, I'm not sure about that. You won't see if he's there to receive the communication.
See, Thea, communication is the intentional sending of a message across space with the intention of it being received on the other side. So you can do a throwaway communication. Well, I told him what we were serving, and he said, fine, but he may not have heard what you were serving.
Yeah, I can see that.
The other thing is, Shai and I have a couple of coordinators, assistants, people who work with us and for us. And sometimes when one of them is speaking to me, and if I have an intervening thought, I miss a piece of something. So I'm generally will go back and say, could you say that again? I missed that. But I'm not sure most people would, number one, notice they missed something or be comfortable in themselves to necessarily go back and ask for it to come again.
Well, if they missed it, they wouldn't notice that they missed it. You know, if it slipped by, they may not have understood. Here's the other thing. I had to ask you to slow down so I could understand you, because you rush to get things done.
You know, you ask a very interesting question of Thea when she posed her question. I have a question about listening at work. And you said, what makes work different than the rest of your life, or
right,
something to that effect. And I'm now recalling, Thea, that you are one of the people who so graciously stood up on Monday night this past week, and you shared something. And Shia stopped you somewhere toward the end and made a suggestion that when you talk to people, you actually look at them because you were looking at them over their heads and not
right,
connecting with anybody.
Right.
And we asked people how many people felt you were not actually connecting with them. And the majority of the people raised their hands.
Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that
This is the good news, you know.
It could be a communication style that you developed somewhere along the line to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, most people are uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable with direct eye contact. When you really look at somebody, most people think that they're going to find all your flaws if they look at you. And you think that if you look at them, they may see something about you. So you look away as you communicate because you don't want to have any kind of conflict. But then your communication lacks authenticity. It lacks the spice that it takes to have a person respond in a way that you need.
I see that as well. That's really cool, actually.
I really like it because from time to time, your attention goes on you for whatever reason, whether you think you're nervous or you're hoping to deliver, in this case, a cogent meeting points. But your attention on connecting to another person and being there to listen for their response, and sometimes their response is facial or body posture, but also to be available to listen to feedback, because if you're rushing to get through it...
Yeah, you may not want to have anything that comes back at you that disagrees with the way you want to do it. So you may be we got a laugh out of that one, that's good. Because you may
totally
be pushing to have your agenda fulfilled, and it may not be what your boss wants.
Right. Yeah, I can definitely see how that would happen. Yes.
The other thing I've often found very useful for me, and I've seen also for our coaching clients is useful, is if you have a meeting with your boss and you present him with the decorations, the wine choice, the menu, and you've had the communication. He hears it. You hear it. Often, I'll have our assistants go back and put the points in an email, something that I have to see visually and refer to. Sometimes when I see it, I realize there's something that I missed in the interaction that I'd like to go back and have done differently. But it also is like an electronic paper trail where you, if you'll excuse the expression, cover your behind, where you're actually creating.
You're immortalizing the interaction so that it's there forever to be
looked
at.
So that you're clear, that he's clear, so that we're clear.
You know, sometimes, Thea, I'll say to somebody, you know, especially on the phone where I can't see them, so if I don't feel they're fully there with me, I'll say, look, I just want to be clear that I said that right, because sometimes I confuse numbers. So could you repeat back what I just told you so I'm clear?
That I was clear.
That I was clear. I do it especially with credit cards over the phone, you know? And then they tell me back what I said, and sometimes they're very accurate. Sometimes they're off.
Yes, that's interesting. Okay, that's
what was
cool.
That?
Yeah, that's very helpful. Both of those are very helpful tips for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
But the main thing is, I've seen you when you're fully engaged and you're very understandable and precise. And I've seen you when you are preoccupied with something else, whether it's looking good, getting through it, getting over it, how you look, any myriad of things that we're all capable of being distracted by. And then you're far more challenging to understand.
Okay.
Which is really exciting. I personally find all of this very exciting. I don't find any of this bad news. Can you see how when we say this, there is like you go through. If we give you feedback, you start to think.
Right, you start thinking about it. So
yes.
You pop out of real time to think about what we said rather than hear it and be here. See, it isn't going to hurt you. You don't have to do anything about it. It's already done.
I mean, one of the challenges is some of the things we say feed into your story mill.
Your self-deprecating story. Where you find fault with yourself and, oh, look, I did that again, rather than, I did that.
So if I were your boss, I'd find it a little straining to speak with you, too, because I'd have to be being careful.
Not to offend you, so you don't offend yourself with what's their feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually other people do not offend us. We offend ourselves and blame it on them.
Right. Yeah, no, I definitely have noticed that I did start to think, but I see it, so.
Thinking in this case is a version of saying no.
One of my favorite words at times, yes.
I don't agree, I don't want it, it's not convenient, oh me, poor me, I'm awful. Where you go into a whole other conversation rather than continue with the conversation you're having with the person you're speaking with.
Okay.
Hey, we need to take a break shortly. Can you come back with us after the break? I love that we were talking about disturbing yourself. I think there's more to say about that. That could be really fun.
Sure.
Excellent. All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Yeah.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Hopefully you never left Being Here.
Right. We want to have a shout-out to Wes from Singapore.
He wrote us a lovely message on our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page. He's been listening to us. He started listening to the radio show a year ago, and he's like, wow, I'm still listening. So thank you.
Yes.
And thanks to all our loyal listeners out there. And if you find a show that you particularly like, send us a link to your favorite shows, and we can post them, or you can just share them outright on Facebook or other social media sites. I love seeing that. It's fun to see people share what touches them. By the way, this Friday night, if you are in the New Jersey area, in Montclair, New Jersey, we've been invited by the Say Yes to Your Life meetup folks, Christina and Val, to come speak at their event, The Art of Being Happy, and looks like there's going to be about 70 attendees at a meetup, and if you want to come, well, you're invited.
We'll squeeze you in.
Yeah. It would be lovely. You still with us, Thea?
I am here, yes.
Oh, you even sound really here.
That's good.
I like it.
You must have been listening.
I was. I am.
It was, I know you were there on Monday, but it was really lovely when a woman stood up to talk about an experience she had in our latest weekend seminar, the Creativity and Intuition Seminar, where she'd gotten really frantic in herself, and we were doing our best to support her in calming down and simply listening.
Now, she didn't give somebody... was not feeling well, and she had been a nurse earlier in her life, you know, and so she was the only medical person in the room, and we asked her to take a look at this person, and she
while we were waiting for emergency services.
Right, because we call the New York City Fire Department. They're great.
They were wonderful.
Props to the fire department
and EMS.
Yeah, right.
They came and took care of her so well. She's fine, by the way, this gal.
And so this person, we told her to slow down because she was so frantic in herself. And she gets that way.
And we said, this must drive your husband and sons crazy. And then she came back to the group and sat down and pouted. And Shai said, are you pouting? And she looked and she went, yes, full tilt. And it was really funny. And she laughed and we laughed.
And it was over.
And it was over. Because let's talk about the three principles. Anything you resist, you are stuck with.
Right. So if you are resisting something somebody says,
like
your boss.
So like Thea had been resisting that her boss didn't like the wine choice, and then
right.
she started rebutting and defending, and I told her.
So when you resist something like that, your whole life gets eaten up in your defending yourself for what you did, like you didn't do it wrong. Well, you didn't do it wrong, you just did what you did.
And second principle, it can only be exactly as it is. That wine was already served, for example, and you can't unserve it. It is a fact. It was served.
So that's the second principle. And third principle is if you notice it without judging, without resisting, without saying no to it, it will complete itself in an instant.
So when this gal said, yes, I am pouting, it was
over
in an instant. And she went home and spoke to her husband about it. Said, oh, they told me I must drive you crazy when I get this way. And what she reported on Monday was that her husband said, I've been trying to tell you that for years and years.
You know, when we think we know, we don't listen. And listening really is the key to happiness and well-being. Because if you really listen, there's nothing that's going to be said that can hurt you.
And if you judge something about yourself, Thea, it not only keeps it sticking around, but people have a tendency to say it to you over and over again until you actually hear it.
What you don't want to hear
keeps coming back at you.
Oh, yes.
See, here's the thing, my dear. We cannot fix your boss, but we don't need to. And neither do you. It's not about your boss. It's about you. The quality of your communication affects the quality of communication coming back to you. Hello?
Okay, yes. Yes.
You went away from that.
So we know this is really, the theme of this is the essential tool are your ears, of course. But I'm going to add the eyes in this case. But you know when you're listening on the radio show here, you're not looking at us. You're looking at whatever's in the room or on your walk, if you're listening to it as a podcast as you're taking a walk, or wherever you personally are. It really is about fully engaging. And it is more challenging when you're not in the room with somebody because there's so many distractors.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much.
What a treat.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing and hearing how it goes with your boss. There's no reason your relationship cannot instantaneously transform.
See, if you transform, he'll transform along with you. But you can't transform to manipulate him to be different than he is.
Cool. Thank you.
Know, one last thing, Thea?
Yeah.
Be willing to drop the past. And
be kind to yourself and be kind to your boss. He's just a little boy in a big body.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Hey, we got another caller. We have Victoria calling in from Denmark. I like this international flavor.
Hi, Victoria, are you with us?
Hi, Ariel and Saya. Yes, I'm here.
Well, lovely to hear
nice
your voice.
Nice to hear your voice.
It's so nice to hear both of you. It's so wonderful to be at the radio show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
I had a question, but actually when you went through the listening and also through the three principles of instantaneous transformation, it kind of it's been answered, but I will put it anyway.
Yes.
It's I realized just now that I feel lost when I'm being addressed by three or more people at the same time. It's, for example, when we have guests, or especially the family, or organize something, and then, for example, my husband, my son, my mother, and other people address me at the same time, and I feel lost, and I don't know whom to address first. So, and sometimes
Victoria,
I get excited.
Sorry. You know something? I feel lost too when two or more people are speaking at me at the same time. Because you can't listen to two people at the same time. You can only listen to one person at a time, really.
So how do I do that I don't offend anyone?
Look, you know, I don't want to offend you guys, but I'll answer your questions one at a time. How's that?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting distracted. You all have such great things to say. Who's first?
That's right. So slow it down. Manage your universe so you slow down the questions so one person asks a question at a time.
Yes.
Bye.
I'm a bit afraid sometimes of that, to saying stop and ask question once and at one at a time. I'm just like feeling like I should answer everyone at the same time. And
it's possible, Victoria, that when I don't know if you could hear it. When Thea and we were talking, there were times where she was really in real time with us, and other times by the gaps you could hear that she was thinking. Were you aware of that? Were you listening?
Yes, and I caught myself also thinking at the same points of time.
Well, interesting. It is entirely possible that when you're fully engaged, how your family relates to you may be different than when you have a gap. When you're thinking. They may be thinking. They may not be aware each other are talking.
Yes, I have a feeling that in this moment when I'm lost, that everyone is thinking. Or most of us are thinking. I have our own agendas to fulfill. And so I feel like, feel kind of guilty in that moment.
Well, that's probably very accurate. See, people mirror the way you're being. If you're really present and clear, they get here.
Hmm.
If you're distracted, they leave in their own thoughts.
You know, and I'm sure you've seen this particularly with children, with your son. It is a son you have, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And
how old
is
he?
Coming.
How old is your son?
He's 3 and a half.
Right. So if he wants your attention and you're not fully listening,
he'll do things to get your attention. It'll get ever escalating and worse.
It'll get more, larger.
Yes. I experience that sometimes.
Yeah. This is normal. If you are thinking and have your attention on yourself and doing it right, your universe tends to reach in to do its best to extract you. And sometimes it's not comfortable, so they may actually all speak to you at the same time to try and get your attention.
Because maybe you're not there.
Yes.
See,
I just, sorry.
Well, I just don't like to blame other people for the way they're being around me.
Hmm.
Because it may have something to do with the way I'm being that they show up that way.
Yes.
Because I can't correct other people. I can, at least to some degree, correct my own behavior.
Yes.
But
go
ahead.
Sorry. I experience that if I relax and I'm just in the moment and I give up my own agenda, then somehow the others around me also start to relax, especially when it is one-to-one interaction.
Well, that's great. You know, I love what you just said. When you give up your agenda, people relax.
Well, you know when you say, especially when it's one-to-one interaction, Victoria?
Yes.
Hidden in there is your preference. Your preference,
yes,
and your comfort zone is talking to people one-on-one, and then when you get two and three, it gets more confronting for you somehow. And to some degree, you say no.
Well, I had a thought just now.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that three people would try to speak to you at the same time is if you said something that they didn't understand.
Yes.
Because, yes. Wait, I don't understand.
Well, sometimes, though, I've seen it in a family dynamic in particular where everybody is talking about their interests at once at each other and nobody's listening.
Yeah, I can get that. But I also see that the way you're being may elicit their responding the way they do.
Yes, this can be true, yeah.
You know, and I really like to take responsibility for how my universe is showing up around me. Because if I blame other people for my feelings of anxiety or insecurity, then I never get over it. But if I see that it all comes from me and I don't make myself wrong for what I see, it dissolves in an instant.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes being with one person is apparently more manageable because we can effectively put a shield up between us and one person. But when you're with multiple people, they're in different parts of the room, they're not all facing you straight on, and if you have concerns about yourself, if you are hard on yourself, you may at least be somewhat afraid that they're going to see you the way you see you.
Which is not good.
You absolutely underestimate who you are and your greatness and your genius. And I'm not only saying that to you, I say
you're
that
normal.
To everybody listening.
Right.
And I guarantee you some of the people who are listening now went, I'm not a genius.
Of course.
Hmm.
But you see, we listen to the story in our head of who we are, as told to us over and over for years and years and years, and that affects the possibility of you stepping into a new moment of now if you keep on referencing who you are to who you were once.
And if you have a story that says, traditionally, it's been really difficult for you in groups of more than two people, then you won't just walk in and see the individuals you're in a room with, the template or your history or your past precedes you. So it already creates this gap between you and interacting with somebody because you're not actually seeing them. You're seeing your concerns that it may be difficult based on your past.
Yes, it's definitely true, especially when it comes to certain situations like getting ready to go out all together and I'm preparing something and all people are dressing. So I have a kind of story. I just noticed that that I cannot manage the situation. And
that's
then
story
I'm
you
out
tell
of
yourself,
the moment.
Though. See, it might be interesting to Victoria to notice that and see whether you can manage the situation. I think I've met you, and I think you're an incredibly capable woman.
You know, we
so I think you could manage a large business.
Well, thanks.
Speaking of managing, we need to manage our time. We need to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Victoria shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, so we got some things to talk about. We in New York City, September 19th, 20th, and 21st, Ariel and I are doing the Art of Listening. And I guarantee that will transform your life, that workshop.
You know, Victoria, Shia and I were trying to remember on over the commercial where we saw you last.
In Cambridge.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. If you couldn't get out of the house,
how
did you
make it to Cambridge?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. And didn't before that we see you in Hamburg, Germany?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
How did you get out of the house to do that?
You know, it's really funny. Every time you have that thought, an idea, you eventually get out of the house. So your mind is tricky. And you successfully get out of the house. So your mind creates a strategy. Aha! In order to get out of the house, I need to get my clothes. I need to stress myself that I can't get out of the house. I need to worry, and then I'll be successful.
Because you see, worry has been linked up with success. Because you've worried and succeeded, and so you think it's only responsible to worry, but if you didn't worry, you would be irresponsible.
Yes, it's exactly true, yes.
Yes.
So
but
when you
know something that's really interesting? You can be successful without worrying. That's not a non-essential part of being successful.
I experienced that, and it's amazing and so easy somehow, but sometimes I get the fear again whether it can really be true.
Yes, I understand that.
But when you say you get that fear again, that fear is something that is really not fear, it's a set of thoughts. You have the thought that...
It's a rushing off to the future and worrying about how that will turn out, as if this moment isn't all there is. See, when you're familiar with living in the current moment, then you realize this is it. This is where your life is taking place. It isn't somewhere someday. This is really where it's happening.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about what isn't. You have to just deal with what is.
And your mind is filled with lots of stories that have no basis in truth. I mean, did you know that Shia Kane's father made the moon?
No. I didn't.
Well, when I was a little boy, my father had a ball in his hand, and he threw it up in the air, and it never came down. I saw the moon up there, so I figured he threw the moon up into the sky.
And he believed that for a number of years.
Until I realized that it was just, I didn't see where the ball came down.
But, you know, we put together lines of thoughts and thought processes.
As children, that stick around and follow us through our lives. So maybe, Victoria, you are an incredibly capable woman. And that's my experience of you, by the way. Nothing less than that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Really.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We do have another caller.
So we'll take her. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, we have Jess calling in from the United Kingdom.
That rhymed. Yes, we have Jess.
Yes, we have Jess.
Hello.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, what a treat.
Hi, that's lovely that you're really well. Thank you for that.
I am. I wanted to thank you, and strangely, I want to thank you for the gift of silence.
Please tell us more.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I had a few technical difficulties, so I haven't been able to listen along to much of the show, and... I'm sat here in my bedroom on my bed, and I have a 1-year-old daughter, and she's been taken out to the park by my husband, so I'm here on my own. And I was getting really worried. I was worried about the technical difficulties. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to call in to you because I had a problem using the phone. And and I was worried about what I was going to say to you. I was listening to all these worries in my head, and then I suddenly realized that I'm sitting on my bed in my gorgeous bedroom, which I never get to be in because I'm always kind of racing around doing things, and I'm looking out at the sky. It's blue sky. There's gorgeous trees. And so I stopped listening to all my worries, and I just sat here and enjoyed the moment, and it was just really lovely. So thank you.
You're welcome. And you notice everything worked out perfectly?
It really did.
It always does.
I'm here on the line, and I'm with you, so it's all absolutely perfect.
And you know what? If the technical difficulties had continued and we hadn't been able to connect with you today, that would have been perfect, too.
Oh, thank you.
See, it wouldn't have been any of our preferences, but that has nothing to do with the perfection of life.
That's so cool.
You know, you put a great deal of pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I do.
You know, to do it right. Doing it right is such a... Well, it's an idea based in that you could do it wrong. And you can't do your life wrong. You can only do what you do.
True.
But again, the game, Jess, is to be kind to yourself. When you see...
You've calmed me down already. I have like 3 pages of notes thinking, oh my goodness, what shall I ask? I have so many different questions.
Well, ask one of them.
You know, close your eyes, point your finger at it, and pick a question.
3 pages,
This is lovely. So one thing I was going to ask was, I consider myself a good listener, and recently I've been finding myself like second-guessing what people are going to say or interrupting them, especially often when it's like really exciting conversations. Like I saw Mena last night, and we were getting all excited about a blog that she'd been reading, and she said that I would love it. And I kind of found myself like interrupting her, which is crazy, when I really just wanted to kind of step back and listen to what she had to say. And I don't know whether that's just me at the moment, kind of rushing around maybe. I can feel myself being very quick and fast-paced. So, yeah, I don't know what that's about.
One thing, Jess, is let's go back to your original statement in this, which I really like. Because, actually, we make notes of things that we may want to talk about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And one of the mm-hmm. things we have is note is about labeling yourself as a good or a bad listener. Those are ideas based from the past that have no bearing on reality. It's really about being here. And if you slap a label on yourself that says, I'm a good something or a bad something, it's a way for you to not have to be here. It's a way for you to check out, do your life on automatic. And you, if you pay attention, you will find that there are things that get between you and listening. If you're really hungry, or you're really tired, or if you're really excited. And that doesn't make you a good listener. It doesn't make you a bad listener. It just shows that there are different factors that can happen in any given moment that impact your ability to listen. And if you just let that label about yourself drift away, then you'll be there to see how you're being right now. And then if you don't judge yourself for having interrupted her because your excitement took over, then you're back.
And here's the thing. If you're talking to yourself about that you interrupted her, you stopped listening. Because you've gone away into self chastisement, where you say, oh, I shouldn't have done that, I interrupted her. Well, then you're missing whatever she's saying in the next moment, because you're involved in a thought about how bad you've been.
Yeah.
You may not have been able to hear the last segment where we were talking about with Victoria about how she has a bit of a challenge having conversation with multiple people. But most of us do that all the time. We have the person in front of us and ourselves, and we're having a conversation with ourselves that is a priority over the one we're listening to, the person outside, where we're commenting on what we say or what we want to say or what we just said.
Well, frequently people have agendas, and sometimes those agendas are hidden from themselves about what they think they want or need. And so they're constantly trying to achieve the agenda, and it's very infrequent that the person you're speaking with is going to fulfill your agenda.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got real quiet there for a minute.
Yeah, no. I'm listening.
Oh, good.
No, obviously.
You know, something Shia said, I believe to you earlier, is about being kind to yourself, Jess. Because, so you interrupted Mena.
Big deal.
You know, you guys probably overlapped.
Her son, Oscar, interrupts her all the time. Is he bad?
She was telling us today how funny he is because he's funny, but today's version of funny is he has a cold. And he, when he coughs, he'll go, Oscar has cold, or Oscar has cough. He coughs like this, and then he coughs for her, and then he keeps going. But he doesn't have any particular story about where he's feeling sorry for himself because he's sick. He just has a cough. We develop a conversation about how we're being and what it means as we get a little older, and then we talk to ourselves all the time and berate ourselves and try to be a better us, and oof.
It's a lot of pressure we put on ourselves.
And I love that you had those technical difficulties so that you were left with the machinations of your mind.
Right, and you could slow down enough to get into the current moment.
Yeah. It's so lovely. Just
in
slowing
truth,
down.
Jess, there's no place to get to.
Yeah, I think that's what I worry about. That's mainly what I worry about, I think, actually, is that I need to get somewhere and, you know, have goals. And actually, you're totally right, because the best part of this past year being with my daughter is when we just slow down, and pretty much, which is every day, we hang out in the garden together and, you know, we pull out a rug and she picks flowers and, yeah, it's just wonderful. And they're the best.
Sounds
time.
Lovely.
It's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, you and I and Ariel, we've all been raised in cultures that are very forward-thinking, that are driven to achieve and acquire and attain, and they're not very well based in being, where you discover how to be where you are. Now, listening pulls you into the moment, and the moment is where you are.
And I appreciate that you've been investing in being here. You listen to the show. You call into the show. I know you're coming to our Hamburg courses at the beginning of October to do Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and Freedom to Breathe. I'm really excited about that, too.
Awesome. You come up with both. Wonderful.
Oh, that's excellent.
You know, everyone, if you want to find out more about
our courses
and what we're up to, you can go to our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And you can either listen to the urging of your heart if you want to come, or you can listen to your considerations why you can't get out of the house. Oh, lovely speaking with you today.
Yeah, really, really lovely. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Cool.
Excellent.
Hey, we'll see you not too far distant in Hamburg for that weekend.
And for others of you, you may not see us, but you'll hear us if you tune in next week. Next week's show is in honor of our 30th wedding anniversary, which is coming up soon. We are doing a course called, we're also doing a course in New York on a Monday night, but next week's show is called Kisses Are Sweeter Than Wine.
Honey.
Oh, please. And if you're in the New York area, you can mark your calendar because we're doing that theme, Kisses Are Sweeter Than Wine, on September 15th. Thanks for being with us today.
And now we gotta go.
We'll be back next week.
So don't miss
being here. Come on back.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.